Welcome to the Masterclass of One with Zig Ziglar Master Coach David Creel. It's called the Masterclass of One because it's about the person David is speaking to, but you can listen and act like David is asking you the questions. Then go and apply them and change your life. If you want to create impact in the lives of others, increase your personal income, and be a more productive and efficient human being, you're in the right place. We're glad you're here.
Good morning, boys and girls. David Creel with another podcast. My friend from Florida, from the great state of Florida, not as great as Texas, but it's close enough. My friend Phyllis is with us today. How are you, Phyllis?
I'm doing good.
Awesome. Thanks for agreeing to come on the podcast with me.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be a blast. Of course it is. So, without further delay, if you could get the answer to one question, what would it be?
Why can I not think outside the box on doing podcasts? You're my first podcast. I've always said no to them.
Why have you said no?
I don't know. I think fear almost.
Fear?
I don't know. I just have always said no. But I need to reach a larger audience. So I have to think outside the box on how do I do that? Because just going to network meetings and, you know, meeting people, that's not enough. So when I met you, I'm like, okay, we're going to do this. We're going to figure out this think outside the box and start reaching audiences in a bigger way.
Okay. So are you interested in having a podcast or just being guest on other people's podcasts?
Being a guest on other people's podcasts, which might lead one day to maybe me doing a podcast. I don't know.
Okay. Do you know any people that have a podcast?
Oh, yeah. I know a lot of people. And they always ask me and I always say no. And you're the first one I said yes to. So...
Well, okay. So what was it that made you say yes?
Because you and I talked about thinking outside the box.
Okay.
And, you know, breaking those, you know, and part of it is breaking those barriers I have and, you know, and all that. And I said, you know what? Yep. I'm going to do your podcast and we're going to figure this out. And, you know, I'm going to go forward with it. You know?
Okay. So if you had to put a number, we're not holding you to this, but if you had to put a number on how many people you know that have a podcast, how many people would you think? Like, not that you know of, that you personally know. Like, we're not talking, you know, Joe Rogan. I mean, we're not talking people you don't know. People that you actually know, how many people is it that you think have a podcast?
Right. 4 or 5.
If you had to pick one, which one would you start with?
His name is Kurt Russell, Russoff. He's in my H&P network, and he has a large podcast. He works a lot with the veterans, you know, nonprofits and things like that with the veterans. And I think with the product that I, or the service that I have, they would go hand in hand together. So.
Okay. So. What do you think about texting or calling Kurt possibly today and asking if you could get on his podcast?
I can do that.
Okay. I know you can do it, but the question is, will you do it?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay.
I will do that.
Okay. So, because has he already asked you to be on his podcast and you told him no?
Yep.
Oh, okay. So because podcast host, unless you're, you know, Joe Rogan or whoever, they need people to talk to if it's an interview style podcast.
Right.
And he's already invited you. So if he's already invited you, the chances of you hearing a no are not very good. Like,
no, because it came up again through a group, and one of the ladies, she goes, really? You've not taken him up on his offer yet with the message that you have for what you do? And she goes, I suggest strongly that you contact him again. So, yes, I will contact him today and go, oh, my no became a yes.
Okay. So what if after you contacted him, I'm not holding you to this, you're committing to contacting Kurt today?
Yes.
Via text, or preferably a text or a phone call, not an email. And if that feels okay, who's the second person of the five that you would contact after that?
Her name is DJ Horton, and she does a podcast. She has never asked me personally, but in the group, she's always asking for people to be on her podcast.
Then she's asked you. Mm-hmm. Not directly, but she has put it out there that, hey, I want people to talk to.
Right.
Okay. So if you feel like after you reach out to Kurt and you look to the east or the west or the sky or wherever it is, and the sun is still in the sky, which it almost certainly will be. And while we're on that, if the sun's not shining, you're not going to be concerned about being on someone's podcast. We're going to have bigger issues. Okay. But after you reach out to Kurt, if you feel up to it and you don't have, you know, go into shock or, you know, kill over from just reaching out, you might consider taking up DJ on her offer. Possibly.
Possibly.
Okay. Then after that, who would be the third one you'd pick out of the five?
Her name is Patricia.
Okay.
Now hers is a live podcast.
Well, technically they're all live.
Well, yeah. But then she puts it somehow on a TV. She says like a TV show podcast. Oh.
Okay. I don't know. But okay. So who'd be the fourth one out of the five you would pick?
Dr. Patricia.
Another Patricia?
Yes. Another Patricia.
I'll put Dr. P. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then you only have one left. Whoever's the fifth one is fifth.
I had to think about that one.
Okay, but
I got four.
Okay, so if you reached out to Kurt, who's already invited you, and you reach out to PJ, who hasn't invited you directly, but has said, I need guest or want guest, and then Patricia and then Dr. Patricia, I would think that would take 5 minutes to send them a text.
And since I'm not driving today, but we have a long drive, I can do it while I'm in the car.
How about that?
I know, right?
Okay, so now that we have kind of an action plan, I guess the real question is, if you had to guess why you just kind of immediately off the cuff said no to the podcast request, is this a pattern in your life where someone offers you, you know, podcasts are free, you know, no one pays to be on a podcast, or not to my knowledge, but is that like a pattern where you just, your first gut instinct is to respond with no instead of yes?
It is when it comes sometimes to, I guess like being in front of like a huge audience. You know what I mean? I'm always afraid maybe I might say something wrong. I don't know. It's just that fear. But I shouldn't have it because many years ago I did Toastmasters for 2 years, and that's what they teach you, not to be afraid, you know, to speak.
Yes. Okay. So let's, Kurt, PJ, whoever that, DJ, whoever that was, Patricia and Dr. P. Okay. I define huge.
I don't know, because I don't know who all their podcasts reach, so.
Okay, well, to my knowledge, I have never heard of any of these people. Not that I'm the end-all be-all, but let's say they had the podcast equivalent of Joe Rogan's podcast. Okay? Of all the people in the world, which is, you know, give or take 8 billion, there's probably, what, 100 million signed up with Joe Rogan's podcast? I mean, I don't know. I might be way off, but compared to 8 billion, is that really a big number? Huh? 100 million compared to 8
billion? No, that's not a big number.
Oh, okay. So there are things, not on this one, not on this podcast, but there's other things where if you say something and you stumble over your words, a lot of these people have teams that they can just edit that out. It's not that big a deal. It'll never see the light of day.
Okay, I didn't know that. So that helps.
Right. I mean, you can, you know, like now I don't, like I said, this is just, we're having a conversation, but you know, Kurt or of the four, Kurt, DJ, Patricia, or Dr. Patricia, which one do you think has the biggest podcast? If you had to guess.
Probably Kurt.
Okay. So almost certainly Kurt has some kind of team or he knows how to do it where he just, because sometimes he may mess up and he says something else and he mispronounces a word or, and he just edits it out and then it doesn't exist. So the final product, no one will, the only two people will ever know that you messed up is you and him.
Okay. I like that.
And he more than likely will not get you on the podcast and just fillet you for messing up. And because it's, we're just having a conversation. Everybody makes mistakes. So do you think it is the fact that that was maybe the main hang up? Like you were just afraid of, quote, getting it wrong or maybe not knowing enough or whatever? Or do you think it's something different?
No, I think it's like maybe stumble over my words or, you know, maybe mispronounce a word or just mess it up. You know, I always say I have that personality. No, you know, everything has to be perfect. And it's not. I know that. I get that. But when I'm in front of people and I'm doing my 10-minute speeches for some of my in-person network, you know, and I practice. So when I get up there, I know it. I don't have to have notes, you know, and I can do the 10 minutes and everything. But sometimes on a podcast, there's not that practice. It's off the cuff. Yeah.
Well, in the roughly 15 minutes we've been talking, I don't know exactly, but about 15 minutes, you haven't stumbled over your words one time. And this is as live as it gets. So
I know.
So
it's not so bad.
Right. Right. I mean, it's not like, you know, it's not like you're being broadcast on every news site on planet Earth and in their language, and all we're doing is having a conversation, which is probably what Kurt's probably going to ask you. I don't know Kurt, I have no idea, but my guess is that it's just an interview. It's just a, hey, what do you do? How do you help people? What problem do you solve in the world? Oh, you'd be a great fit for this because they tell me they deal with this exact problem. So I guess the question is, what's possible now?
Do I do it?
That's to be determined. I don't. You gave your word that you said you were going to contact them. Now, they may be booked out for 3 months in advance, and that's just the way it is. But you said you had a fear, for lack of a better term, of being on podcast. And we're about done with your first podcast. I mean, we're basically done.
And I didn't keel over.
How about that?
How about that? And I'm still smiling.
Right. And you're going to go later and have a great day. And you'll probably think, huh, that wasn't near as bad as I thought it was.
Nope.
Because all we're doing is having a conversation. You know, it's not like I'm asking you drop down and give me 20 burpees on live TV, or, you know, I needed to see a perfect cartwheel, or I need you to go dunk a basketball. All we're doing is talking, which is all the podcast is going to be.
All right, I can do this.
Oh, again, I know you can do it.
The question I will do this.
Now we're talking.
I will do this. I really do need to, like I said, I need to reach a bigger audience to get the message out about what exactly it is I do and how I help the people. And networking, sometimes, you know, when you go from network to network to network, I love networking, but it can be exhausting by the end of the day. And how much are you really reaching versus being able to do a podcast and then reaching a larger audience without traveling all over the creation, you know, to network. So that's why I will start doing the podcasts to start reaching those bigger audiences. And when I'm in a network group and somebody says, oh, I do a podcast. Oh, I'll volunteer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I only know one person who said she charges for a podcast. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to pay you to do a podcast. I know, right?
I mean, I'm sure it exists. I've just never heard of it.
She's the only one. Everybody else is like, oh, no, it's free. Come do my podcast, you know?
So, is there any other places in your life where you need to think outside the box?
I'm sure there is, but I can't think of any.
Okay. Well, maybe sit with that question.
I'm sorry. Maybe what?
Maybe sit with that question. After right. You text Kurt, because you're only committed to that texting or contacting Kurt. But if you feel so inclined and you're in the mood, you might as well go ahead and just knock out the other three too while you're at it.
Right.
But then maybe, like, ask yourself, where else can I think of things that are unconventional or whatever? You know, have you ever heard of Earl Nightingale?
I have. I listen to him every day.
Okay. So he has a quotation that says, if you want to be successful in any area of life, watch what everyone else is doing and then go do the complete opposite.
Yes.
So that might be something to let marinate.
Yes. I like him.
Awesome. Phyllis, I think this was fun.
I had a good time. I really appreciate it.
Awesome. All right. Well, boys and girls, go find your local podcast. And I'm sure they need some guests. So if you have any fear of a podcast, just reach out to them. What's the worst I can say? No.
Right. And I won't fall down.
Well, more than likely not. And if you don't ask, the chances of you getting yes are almost impossible. But if you ask, it goes to a coin flip, 50-50. They're going to say yes or no.
That's right.
Phyllis, have a great day.
You too. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Bye.
David has been a coach basically his entire life. He was made to coach people. He loves seeing people transform their lives through coaching. It's been said that it takes a coach to get you to a place inside yourself that you can't get to by yourself. It's also been said that you're only one conversation away from a completely changed life, and that nothing ever happens outside of a conversation. If you'd like to have a conversation with David about where you currently are in life and where you want to go, reach out to him at davidcreel.com.